Toronto, North American stock markets moved lower to start a busy week with the Bank of Canada expected to hike interest rates, new U.S. inflation numbers forecast to be higher and the U.S. quarterly earnings season set to get underway. There is some general caution ahead of a couple of important market catalysts, said Angelo Korkafaz, investment strategist at Edward Jones. Commodity sectors took hits over worsening COVID-19 trends, with China's commercial hub of Shanghai set to undergo a mass testing campaign after its first case of the BA.5 subvariant and other cities adopting COVID-19 curbs. Travel companies, including airlines, saw their shares fall Monday on reports of a week-long shutdown of casinos in Macau. Shares of Air Canada lost 5.1%. Crude oil prices dipped on fears that new lockdowns will diminish demand by the world's largest oil importer. The August crude contract was down 70 cents at US$104.09 per barrel, and the August natural gas contract was up 39.2 cents at US$6.43 per MMBTU. The energy sector was weaker, with MEG Energy Corp. and Tamarack Valley Energy Limited decreasing 3.3% and 3.2%, respectively. The Canadian dollar traded for 76.92 cents U.S., compared with 77.11 cents U.S. on Friday. Materials lost ground on lower metals prices as shares of First Quantum Minerals Limited decreased 8.3%. The August gold contract was down US$10.60 at US$1,731.70 an ounce, and the September copper contract was down 9.2 cents at US$3.43 a pound. Korkafaz expects the Bank of Canada's decision on Wednesday will likely overshadow the U.S. CPI numbers released the same day, even though inflation has been one of the key variables behind market moves this year. A tight labor market, shown by last week's big jump in wage growth in Canada, probably sealed the deal for a larger 75 basis point interest rate increase, he said in an interview. The economy is still strong enough, and inflationary pressures are not giving the Bank of Canada any room to throttle back, if you will, or take its foot off the brakes. Headline U.S. inflation is expected to increase closer to 9% for June because commodity and oil prices trended higher. But there are some signs of relief for July's report as gasoline prices have eased. And the core inflation number, excluding food and energy, could show signs of moderation, he said. I suspect that we might see core inflation probably a tick down, as it did the year before, but very slowly. Overall, the S&P TSX Composite Index closed down 206.06 points to 18,816.80. In New York, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 164.31 points at 31,173.84. The S&P 500 index was down 44.95 points at 3,854.43, while the Nasdaq Composite was down 262.71 points or 2.3% at 11,372.60. Healthcare was the biggest laggard on the day, losing 4.6% as Canopy Growth Corp. fell 11.5% and Aurora Cannabis Inc. was 10.4% lower. The technology sector took a hit, with Twitter shares plunging after Elon Musk said he was pulling the plug on his US$44 billion deal to buy the social media company. In Canada, the sector the second worst performer, with shares of Shopify Inc. down 8.9% and Lightspeed Commerce Inc. down 7.1%. The telecommunications sector was affected by shares of Rogers Communications Inc. decreasing 4.6% in the aftermath of a large network outage. Second quarter results get underway this week, with several U.S. banks reporting. Expectations are that quarterly earnings will increase 5-6% on the S&P 500. With investors looking closely at company guidance and outlook for the full year, said Korkafaz. This report by the Canadian Press was first published July 11, 2022. Companies in this story: TSX, TVE, TSX, MEG, TSX, Weed, TSX, ACB, TSX, AC, TSX, FM, TSX, RCI, B, TSX, GSPTSE, TSX, CADUSD equals X, Ross Marowitz, the Canadian Press. Note to readers, this is a corrected story. An earlier version incorrectly stated the change in the S&P 500 index from the previous close.